God morgon från Pareto-desken. Det är torsdagen den 8 april. Det blev återigen en lugn dag på Wall Street igår med små indexförändringar där de samtliga tre stora indexen stängde kring nollstrecket. Tekniksektorn utmärkte sig med uppgångar där både Amazon och Facebook steg runt 2% medan Microsoft, Apple och Alphabet steg kring 1%. Många av de här bolagen fortsätter ju att pusha sina all-time-high-nivåer. Och det är mycket drivet av det protokollet som kom från Federal Reserve igår, där det inte var några direkta överraskningar, utan centralbanken sa att det fortsatt ser ut att vara sakta återhämtning i ekonomin och att man kommer försöka stödja den så länge det går, och att risken för att inflationen stiger upp, sticker iväg, är lika hög som risken för att den skulle gå ner väldigt mycket också. Så inga orosmoln därifrån. Det har även ryktats att Twitter har försökt förhandla under de senaste månaden med om ett potentiellt förvärv av den populära digitala paneldebattsappen Clubhouse som har varit på tapeten. Och det är inget som är klart, utan man säger att förhandlingarna har avslutats utan något förvärv, men värderingen har indikerats vara kring 4 miljarder dollar. Idag på morgonmötet, vi har nyligen även diskuterat Egetis som är ett biotechbolag med två aktiva kandidat. Och vi tänkte ta en kommentar på Egetis med vår analytiker Dan Ekshuti. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Hi. So, as mentioned, we have a buy recommendation on Egetis Pharma with a target price of $21. And it's a company with two active candidates, we could say, Aladote and Emcitate. What are the focus areas that you're looking at right now?
So they have two interesting candidates, especially Emcitate. Aladote is also interesting. Emcitate, that's a new drug that came into the company with the acquisition of Rare Thyroid Therapeutics, and with that also getting Peter Wahlberg on board, one of the two key persons at Wilson Therapeutics, which, as you might know, was sold to Alexion in still phase 3 stage for $855 million.
Yeah.
And this drug is addressing a rare disease that affects babies already, and there's currently no treatment for these patients, and it's a very severe disease. So because of this thyroid, so the issue there in that disease is that the thyroid hormone is not getting into the cells, and that leads to cognitive issues, heart issues, in general a higher child mortality, and also a general short life span. The children also have issues to learn to talk and to walk, and this is quite well circumvented with Emcitate. So it's an analog to thyroid, to the thyroid hormone T3. And this analog doesn't need the transporter MCT8 to get into the cells. So you're getting the effect of the hormone without the transporter. And they've shown in 48 patients in a phase 2 trial really good data that almost all patients had normalization of their hormone levels. And they also saw the younger, the better the effects also on the cognitive function. So that is why in the phase 3 they're enrolling from up to down to 0 months, basically. So from birth to maximum 30 months.
Okay, so that's interesting. So the stock is currently trading around just below 6 Swedish kronas, and we have a target price of 21, as we mentioned, and the market cap is approximately, yeah, just below 1 billion SEC. So what are the key triggers, I mean, that could get the stock moving to our target price? I know there are a couple of them 2021, but the big targets are 2022. So what should we focus on?
I think in this year there will be kind of mild triggers, but still they are occurring, and maybe they occurred already. So the one new thing is the chairman in the company, so Thomas Löngren, which is a very high profile person in this space. So he led the European Medicines Agency for 10 years, the EMA. And he was also key in the legislation where Egetis is acting, so in the orphan drug space, and also in pediatric legislation. So I think that is an extremely valuable addition to the company and should in itself be a trigger already. But I think the stock is still a bit under the shadow of last year under Plaid Pharma, with Plaidoc's phase 3 not going too well. And other triggers this year include the initiation of the pivotal trial of Aladote, so in acute liver injury that is caused through paracetamol overdosing, which is indeed the biggest reason for that for acute liver injury in the UK. Mm-hmm. So it's a big issue. It affects around 140,000 patients in Europe, much less in the US because they take more opioids. So there it's around 40,000, and that will be a trigger. And also the full enrollment of MCT8, which we expect in Q4 this year, and maybe also the orphan drug designation that should be granted to Aladote by the EMA. That could be another trigger.
Okay. So mostly during the second half, or did you say that the pivotal one was now during Q2?
It could still come during Q2 at the initiation of Aladote.
Yeah.
But it's a bit unclear because of the corona situation. So yeah. Because this is in an acute setting, and you know the acute ward is kind of a bit...
Yeah, they're not focusing on paracetamol. Yeah.
But we see in the UK at least that the situation is getting much better. So let's hope that Q2 is possible, but I would say latest in the second half of this year.
All right.
And then the most important year will be next year, where we would then expect the interim data of both MCT8 and Aladote. Mm-hmm. But considering the strong data of MCT8, we put a 70% chance of approval on that asset. So I would say that data will be very important, but I think it is kind of out there already. So that is why we still have quite a high target price. For Aladote, we only have a 25% chance of approval, likelihood of approval. And that is because the data so far is not that comprehensive. But let's see where that goes as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. Och om vi går tillbaks till Stockholmsbörsen här inför öppning, så kan det tilläggas att Kinnevik har investerat ytterligare 200 miljoner kronor på det norska bolaget Colonial, som är aktiva inom dagligvaruhandel online. Och Kinnevik har faktiskt stigit nästan 6% under den senaste veckan sammanlagt. Och inför den svenska börsöppningen indikeras en svag uppåt öppning med en uppgång på ungefär 0,35%. Det var allt för idag. Tack så mycket.